like to call the meeting to order. Can we take a look at February 9th meeting minutes and call for approval?
I'll move approval. This is Mark.
A second.
Any discussion? So all in favor of accepting the minutes?
Aye.
Aye.
All right, so moved. Any public comments?
There's nobody on the line, at least from the attendee perspective.
Okay. So I have no real comments at this point. John, corporate counsel?
Yeah, I don't have much. I know, Jen, there was a problem with the bylaws with the, that resolution, but I think I've talked to Joe Cardamone. If I'll be in touch if there needs to be anything done about it. But at this point, I think it's okay. And we have to, I just wanted to hear from Joe Cardamone to see his thoughts or hear his thoughts on it. So I'll let you know.
I had thought we adopted the bylaw change already. I thought the county board did too. I might be wrong.
They did, but there was a question because of the resolution. I think unfortunately there's an issue with the resolution, the wording in it, but I don't think it's going to be a problem in the end.
Okay, just a technicality.
Okay. All right. Jen, the person of the hour.
All right, I'm coming to you guys live from the former Shopco. Can you see we're setting up the clinic?
Yes.
We've got a
Shopco used to be.
Yep, we're setting it up because tomorrow is the big day. So you can see we've got our registration tables. We're doing lots of work. We got lots of people here to get this clinic ready for the public. So,
very nice.
So we've got the goosebumps. This is a big historical moment to be able to help our community with close to 3,000 people a day now through this site, whereas the job center, we could only accommodate about 1,000 people a day. So, of course, that all depends on the amount of vaccine we get. And so we need to get more. And the more vaccine we get, the more days we'll ramp up and we'll be able to take care of more people. So just a real brief, our cases are still extremely low. We have now had two variants, the UK variants. We've had two cases identified in Kenosha County. So we knew that was coming. We knew, you know, it was likely already here. The lab results from those UK variants aren't coming until after a person's already out of quarantine. So the persons, you know, they knew they were COVID positive, we're isolating them, we're doing the disease investigation and contact tracing. But unfortunately, the labs are still a little bit slow on those variants by the time we find out about them. So it's a little bit harder to try to contain the variants when we don't know which ones are the variants. So we just keep doing good public health practices and isolation and quarantining and contact tracing and all of that. So testing is still really low in the county. So that also poses a problem for not knowing, you know, how much COVID is currently spreading or how much these variants are spreading. So that we hope increases and that people are still getting tested, even if they have any signs or symptoms. You know, obviously with the spring, people are going to think a lot of things are allergies. But with as much as people are now coming in contact with other people, even if they think it's allergies, if they have a constant runny nose or whatnot, we hope they go get tested. So yeah, the clinics have been going amazing. We have now reached 62% of our 65 plus population. I really think that we will be able to reach herd immunity in the 65 plus population within several weeks, hopefully in the early part of April. So that will be really great. And you know, the new populations opened up on March 1st of the education sector, the childcare sector, grocery store workers, manufacturing. I feel like I'm missing others. Yes, lots of people have opened up congregate care settings on March 1st. So we are making several plans, not only just this mass clinic here at Shopco, other clinics west of the I, mobile strike force teams where we'll be going to the Shalom Center, we'll go to Lakeside Towers, other, you know, group settings, the detention center, pretrial facility. So we're going to be doing all of that in the next couple of weeks. So we'll be hitting a lot more of those populations in the next coming weeks. So lots of multiple plans are happening concurrently, and we're doing great. We're just we're getting the word out there. We have media coming on Friday to see our SHOPCO, how the operations are run. So we're very excited about that. And yeah, we're just plugging along, but I can answer any questions you have.
How's your workforce holding out?
So the county executive has been very great in just sort of saying all hands on deck, you know, and so obviously with moving to here, we went from 11 vaccinators at the job center. We'll now have capacity for 25 vaccinators here. We went from 4 registration tables to 12 registration tables. So we need a lot more help. So we're really pulling on a lot of county workers, a lot of volunteers through the Wisconsin Emergency Assistance Volunteer Registry. And we need a lot more consistent help, because this is a massive operation. That's not just one week or a one day thing. It's going to go on. So we'll be constantly in this human resource looking for workforce to help us. So, cause we still have, all of our other public health duties as well too. So our staff is trying to balance all the other grants and services and programs alongside with, let's get our population vaccinated. So
we should put out maybe something in the paper or on the radio that you're looking for, and that they should sign up through that website.
So we have posted it. We've had press releases. We posted it on Facebook. I think in the coming weeks, we'll have to have a stronger push.
Do you think the county executive could request National Guard help? I mean, they're helping in other areas throughout the state.
We've been having the National Guard here at every single one of our clinics. So okay. At the job center, we had about 10 people for word data entry alone. We were asking for vaccinators. They've helped out in our registration stations. Now coming to SHOPCO, we've asked for 20 National Guard to help us with word data entry. Of every patient, and because that has to be done within 24 hours, so they stay until it gets done, and also about 5 to 10 vaccinators. So we'll be able to get that support. I know that now that many more counties in the rest of the state are also asking for National Guard support, I'm worried that our ask is going to get taken back a little bit, because they largely were coming to us, because we were out of the gate early and we requested their help early, and now they're going to be pulled in a lot more directions. So I'm a little worried about that.
And I have a question from a former constituent of mine. He's basically homebound. Is there going to be people that go out and do homebound? But he could also get somebody to drive him up. Could they do a drive-up shot at SHOPCO?
So we have, we could probably make that happen, yes. But we do have a homebound list. So people are calling our call center, 605-6799. To get on the homebound list, if they are indeed homebound. We don't have enough supply yet to take care of, you know, there's probably a couple thousand on that list. But the mobile strike team, who is right now handling things like detention center, Lakeside Towers, will soon be able to do that, you know, one, you know, at each home kind of thing. That'll take longer, you know, because it takes time and we have to sit there and observe them in their home. And these are people who very much want to have visitors and chat. So the visits take a little bit longer for vaccination there. So we'll be getting to that homebound situation. And then, you know, there's also transportation that's now available in Kenosha County. Again, if somebody needs to ride to any vaccine clinic, not just ours, they can call the hotline and procure transportation that way. So that's an exciting new development too.
Oh, thank you very much. One comment, working with the homeless people at Shalom Center, it'd be probably best if they could do the single dose one, because if you're doing a dose and you expect them to be there for a follow-up dose weeks later.
We're already on that. We're already way ahead of you.
Good. I just wanted to bring it up, because a good portion of them won't be there in a month.
and that's what we know. We know that, you know, the Johnson & Johnson was initially put out for educators, but we've largely got a lot of our educators in Kenosha County done already. We're doing a ton this week and a ton next week. We will be able to get those populations that are harder to reach for the second dose, homebound, homeless, detention center, you know, so we'll be able to take care of them.
Thank you.
Jen, Just a question on the CDC guidelines that were released yesterday. I've had several people asking, you know, there's comments about small gatherings, medium gatherings, and large gatherings. And do you have know off the top of your head what the differentiation is between there? Because they were talking in one spot about, you know, two households or three households interacting. And, you know, there are some people who are like, well, my 15 friends and I are going to get together, and that's still considered small. And someone else is saying, no, no, small is two to three households. Yeah. Do you have any ideas off the top of your head what that means? Because
so the stance we're still maintaining is that the guidelines from the CDC were really meant for like grandma and grandpa to be able to see their grandkids. It was meant for that small, you know, interfamily kind of things. Now, with the CDC guidelines that just came out, the state is also reviewing that. The state will put out their recommendation. We are going to wait for that state recommendation. So as of right now, we're still maintaining status quo with what our recommendation is as well. My other component is that, you know, there isn't a whole lot of research and science out yet. This is a very delicate balance that the CDC is trying to manage so that there is a benefit to getting vaccinated and the people's and patients on waiting for that research to come out and make official, right? So so we're still maintaining status quo. I will wait to see what the state health department takes from the CDC, and then we will make the best decision for Kenosha County, and we'll make sure we put that out there far and wide. But as of right now, anytime guidance comes out, we have to digest it and figure out, you know, given our case rate and our percent positive, and, you know, given all of our data, what is gonna work best for Kenosha County.
Right, I wonder whether we could, can we get that message, what you just said? Can we somehow get that out? Because I am hearing a lot of people basically be like, freedom, and, yeah, you know, and going crazy. And I'm over here saying, I didn't think that's what it meant. And, you know, I mean, it's,
yeah. Yeah. I hear you.
Anyone else have questions for Jen? Any other business or comments?
This is Mark. I just want to comment that everything that I've heard about the clinics by the county has been nothing but excellent and praise, and that it's going well. The lines are very short, it's quickly, and I just really have to give you guys kudos, and I'll probably be making a site visit over to Shopko soon and see what's going on there. But, yeah, just a lot of amazing comments about how well Kenosha County is doing. And when I see on the news what other counties aren't being able to do in Wisconsin, I think we are probably in the top three or five that are really getting the job done. And then just one more comment on bylaws. Now that we adopted the new bylaws and it says our board members can only be on for 10 years, that would move me out of being on the board. I've been on as a citizen member for at least 11, and before that as a county board member for at least 4. So I really don't want to turn a letter of resignation in yet, but if you and the county executive could work on finding a replacement for me, and I know that's not easy, you know, I'll wait until that point until I can be replaced.
And we'll talk about that, because I guess we didn't make the distinction. Are we working retroactively or does that start right now? So let me get with Sean Moyer and the county executive and figure out how we need to interpret that.
Yeah.
I'd be in the same boat as Mark too. So I don't know how many years it's been, but 12,
yeah,
13.
Yeah, you've been there 10. You've been there 10 for sure too, I think. And I think the old bylaws also said 10 years. It's just that nobody paid attention to them, or, you know, as long as we got good solid bylaws, we should be following them. So, you know, right, just keep that in mind, that if you could find somebody to replace me, I'd be fine with that. I've really enjoyed everything here, and I've certainly learned a lot, and I've been able to spread that news out in the community. But, you know, it is what it is. So thank you.
Well, we'll get back to you. Thank you, though, so much. Okay.
Yes.
And yeah, I really just have to commend this rockstar team. The health department is just amazing, and all the people that are just, you know, killing themselves to make this a go. And you know, we have HR here right now. I have a ton of people from IT, DPW. I mean, so it is like, it is a team effort with all of the county departments that have been putting in so much work to make this a go. So it's been amazing collaboration.
I would just encourage people to, if they can find time, you know, I kind of moved people around and I've been volunteering now on Fridays. And it really is a really good system. People are so grateful and, you know, whatever it is that they are having you do, you know, and maybe, I mean, I believe Dr. Gerlach, you were working with the Aurora Clinic, but, you know, I think it's important for us to do as much as we can. And if you've got the time, or you can make the time, you know, even just to stop by and see it so that we can see what's going on. I think it's, I just encourage people to do it if at all possible. And I know that, you know, as the ShopCo experience becomes greater and we get more vaccine, you know, we may be flipping over to a Saturday or something like that. And that might make people's schedules a little bit easier to pop in and do something. But, you know, I would just really encourage people to stop by at some point and at least see what the system is and how it all is working, because it's been a good thing to be a part of.
Jen, will you take us on Board of Health members, like just for a couple of hours as far as volunteering?
I'll take whatever you want to give. Okay. And if you would like a tour, get with Karen to make sure that I know when you're coming so that I can give you a little escorted tour through, and just let me know what you guys would like.
Okay, because I have a pretty short window on Fridays that I could probably help out. So I'll touch base with you later.
Sure, would love that. Thank you.
Jen, can you also send us a list and job descriptions of the different volunteer positions so that we can kind of recruit?
I sure can. Yeah. In just in sum right now, it's really vaccinators. We need vaccinators. We need people for registration. Of course, that involves a little more training to understand the Wisconsin immunization registry and how we check people in. And then floater runners, greeters, people to push wheelchairs, people to do traffic control and guide people where to go and where to sit. And that's always an easy job. You can pop in and just be put in a post and smile and give good customer service.
Will you take 16 and up?
Oh gosh, yeah.
Okay. Because sometimes we'd have like the high schoolers or that need some hours.
I'll take them.
Okay. And what's that website again?
So it's Weaver. It's W-E-A, B as in Victor, R as in Roger, .wi.org.
Okay. I will start recruiting.
That'd be great.
I'll get my husband over there. All right.
Jen, can you repeat that one time? I'm sorry, the email address?
Yep. Let me just put it in can you see the chat?
Yes, perfect.
All right, I'm gonna put it in there.
The chat's not available for posting, and too, that will only go to the host. Since it's not a public record thing, it's not something we should be.
Oh, okay. So WEA, B as in Victor, R as in Roger. So it stands for the Wisconsin Emergency Assistance Volunteer Registry, .wi for Wisconsin, .org.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. So I think you're doing a great job out there. And I'll see you at the end of the week.
Yes.
I had fax trouble, so did you get the email with the signed sheet?
Perfect. Thank you.
Okay. Anything else from anyone or anything else you need?
Thank you.
All right. Get out and enjoy some of the sun and warm weather. See you guys next month.
Bye.
Thank you all.
Goodbye.
Bye. Bye.